KF4WWZ. Nothing heard, KF4WWZ, clear for the time being.
K2HXS, listening.
KFW, how you doing, Dave?
I didn't catch your call again. Who is this?
KN4TFW, Ken.
Oh, hey, Ken, how are you? I'm sorry. Yeah, you're a little scratchy there for a minute. I'm good. Just hanging out today. Staying out of the cold.
Need a lawnmower back together. I took apart 4 or 5 months ago. Got to go get a flywheel key.
Gotcha, yeah. I'm just doing some tinkering inside the house, hanging some pictures and mirrors and things that just haven't gotten to in a while, and just general maintenance inside.
Honey-do list.
Wow, yeah, it's kind of it's my list too, you know, I live here too.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
I have to go outside and play with my antenna again. I want to raise it another 10 feet if I can. I got to get another mast. I got a couple clamps I'm going to order to raise it, and then that should do me fairly well.
Get on now.
Yeah, what I did was I had a tram antenna up there, one of those really cheapy, I don't even know what the heck the gain was on it. And it was failing. You know, you shake the antenna and it was just noisy as all get out. Signals would jump up and down. So I replaced it with a Diamond X200A with a fresh piece of coax. And it seems to be working a bit better. I just want to get a few things blocking me. I just want to try and get the antenna just a little bit higher.
Sounding good from over here.
Can you hear me on the input okay?
You know, I don't have a... If my radio has that, I don't know that it has to be able to switch back and forth like that.
Oh, I have it programmed in my VFO and... whatnot, my memory and whatnot. So I switched off to the input, and I heard you like an S3. I'm not sure where you're at, but I'm just in Greer. I mean Gurr. Just off of 14 and Country Club Road, in that area.
Now I'm on Brushy Creek, headed towards East North Street. So I'm kind of headed away from you right now.
Well, I heard you on the input. Let me see if I hear you again. Go ahead and say something.
Yeah, like I said, I'm headed down to East North Street on Brushy Creek.
Yeah, I got you in the noise now. You were floating between S1 and S3, and then you went away on me. So, yeah, you're getting a little further. You're pulling away from me, which is fine. I guess I'm making it into a repeater. I'm not doing full power on the radio. I think it's 50 watts on this radio. I'm not really sure. I've got to look the specs up.
I'm in the hole right now.
And machine real well. I hope I'm full quieting in.
Oh, yeah, yours sounds real good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, there's some little tricks with these radios. It's an IC7000, and I was looking on YouTube, and there's a fella up in the New York area that was showing you how to go in and set the audio, you know, the mic audio, to kind of tighten it up a little bit of compression. So you're not really quite full range, so you get a good, you gain the frequency spread and vocal range a little tighter, so it sounds cleaner.
Good. I don't know that I'd do anything to it, but raising the antenna can't hurt at all.
Oh, I already did the adjustments months ago, so I'm pretty happy with the radio sounds.
Thought there was something serious wrong with my... lawnmower, and I took the head off and all of that stuff, and then come to find out it was the only problem was the flywheel key. Should have checked that first. So now hopefully I got it all back together except for this.
Would the key break on you, and the magnet didn't line up with the coil and everything?
Yep, roger on that. And it was really weird. If it was cold, it would fire off, and run, and then all of a sudden it would just start running really bad, and then it'd quit. And then you'd let it get cold, it'd crank up again. That's why I didn't think it was the flywheel key. I thought it was like a head gasket or something.
So what, you just got to replace the key at the flywheel, or did it chew the flywheel up?
No, I just got to replace the key.
Excellent. Yeah, I haven't worked on small engines in a good long while. Back in the go-kart and mini bike days.
Right now, he's trying to find a place to carry his one.
Me not knowing the area, I would say like Ace Hardware or something should have that kind of stuff, wouldn't it?
It's kind of funny you said that. You know, I went to several different places, and then finally I Googled it, and it said Ace Hardware of Greer, and that. And so I'm about 100 yards from it now.
Okay, yeah, that's the one down there. Okay, yeah. I know that there's an Ace Hardware up here in Lyman, which we pop into from time to time to get our bird seed and whatnot. That's what made me think of it.
That one, you're talking about the one on 29, right?
Yes, sir.
Twice a day, every weekday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we come out the back on Gap Creek and we turn left on 29 and we head up that way. We like, sometimes it's a little easier going towards Spartanburg than it is going towards Greenville, just because of traffic.
Well, I'm pulling in the parking lot. Let me get in here and see if they got it. And I'll say 73, good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you again. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
All right, Ken, have a good day. KF4, oh, my God. I just went vapored. VFW, I think you said. KB2HXS.